Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, live Christian Science teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting, hosted by prayerforliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 448.
Know they that follow after good, by them God's word is understood. So they prove him, praise and prove him. Through them he doth perform his will, to them his promises fulfill. For they love him, Lord, and love him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Getting a Handle on Messiah. The hymns are 66, 448, and 417. I shall be reading from the King James Bible and the American Standard Version and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Psalms. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Isaiah. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up on a high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Malachi. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Isaiah. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Psalms. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Revelation. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, for ever and ever. For he is Lord of lords, and King of kings. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And from Science and Health, God, the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. God is the only power, good, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omni-action. Christ expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. The name is synonymous with Messiah and alludes to the spirituality which is taught, illustrated, and demonstrated in the life of which Christ Jesus was the embodiment. Christ is the true spiritual idea, is the ideal of God, now and forever, here and everywhere. The realm of the real is spirit. Omnipotent and infinite mind made all and includes all. The divine mind supports the sublimity, magnitude, and infinitude of spiritual creation. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea. And in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. Spirit diversifies, classifies, and individualizes all thoughts which are as eternal as the mind conceiving them. God is at once the center and circumference of being. The law of Christ, or truth, makes all things possible to spirit. There is but one primal cause. God is individual, incorporeal. Mind, supreme over all its formations and governing them all, is the central sun of its own systems of ideas, the life and light of all its own vast creation. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal. Mind is perpetual motion. The vesture of life is truth. Life and goodness are immortal. God is the infinite, and infinity never began, will never end, and includes nothing unlike God. God is indivisible. Life is, like Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Mind manifests all that exists in the infinitude of truth. Divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence. Spirit and its formations are the only realities of being. God is the principle of divine metaphysics. Perfect and infinite mind enthroned is heaven. Love never loses sight of loveliness. Because life is God, life must be eternal, self-existent. Truth is the intelligence of immortal mind. Principle is absolute. Spirit and all things spiritual are the real and eternal. Harmony is produced by its principle, is controlled by it, and abides with it. Love is the liberator. Mind God sends forth the aroma of spirit, the atmosphere of intelligence. From love and from the light and harmony, which are the abode of spirit, only reflections of good can come. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowal. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. The Lord shall reign forever. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.